Hello, welcome to another edition of Amateur Hour. I'm CJ Baumgartner, where we take a look at the local town ball scene in central Minnesota. McDonald's, apple pie, fireworks, all symbols of our great country, but of course nothing is more American than baseball, and we recap the full slate of local town ball games over the 4th of July weekend. Just a reminder, Amateur Hour Town Ball Tour 2025 continues as Kyle Gelsine goes around the region for a game of the week to highlight the local town ball scene, putting a spotlight on the players and rich history of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. And we are adding an extra game to the broadcast schedule, which you can hear on the Superstation K106 105.9 FM, streaming online at wadinaradio.com, or the Superstation K106 mobile app. We will be adding a game Sunday, July 13th, Sabika at Bluffton, 1:15 pregame, 1:30 first pitch. Before we get into a recap of this weekend's games, we do need to let you know about a development with a Bluffton Brave who is making some waves in the college baseball scene, as Bluffton Brave Josh Dykoff announced his commitment to play college baseball for the Kansas Jayhawks in the 2026 season. Congratulations to Josh Dykoff on making a Big 12 team in college baseball. Currently, Dykoff is playing for the St. Cloud Rocks of the Northwoods League with a .227 average with 3 home runs and 22 RBI. Now let's take a look at that amateur baseball scene from last week. Deer Creek beat Dent 19-1. Chase Norlin goes 3-for-4 with 6 RBIs in the game. Faustin beats Detroit Lakes 13-3. Saturday, July 3rd, we promised fireworks, and boy did Kyle Gelsine have some on the radio that evening. Bluffton beat New York Mills 14-12 as a back-and-forth game with 26 total runs in a 4th of July weekend classic from Russ Jacobson Field. The Braves get 14 runs on 21 hits with a grand slam from Connor Davis as the exclamation point. Clarissa beats Henning 6-1. On Friday, July 4th, Perham was up 8-0 on Midway in the 4th inning before the rain washed out the rest of the game and the post-game fireworks. Makeup date tentatively set for Wednesday, July 16th. On Saturday, July 5th, the Dilworth Rail Dogs beat the Detroit Lakes Ligers 17-2. Sunday, July 6th, Urbank over Sauk Center 11-2. And here's an early look at the amateur baseball games coming up on Wednesday. Dent at Henning, 8 o'clock first pitch. Clarissa at Deer Creek, 7:30 p.m. first pitch for the final home game of the regular season for the Shockers at Elmer Becker Field, taking place this Wednesday. Midway at New York Mills, 7:30 p.m. first pitch. And a 7:15 pregame when you listen to Kyle Gelsine with all the action on the Superstation K106 for Amateur Hour Town Ball Tour 2025. More information can always be found online at wadinaradio.com, the Superstation K106 mobile app, or by following Sports Cow on Facebook. I'm CJ Baumgartner, and this is Amateur Hour.